Vision, and I am Rose, and we are together again today, tonight, whatever hour of the day you're watching this broadcast throughout the world, and I am so happy to be with you and have this great message today to talk with you about and to share with you from the Lord. Today's message title is Crazy Prayers. I know plenty of us have prayers, but some of us have crazy prayers, and we're going to talk about that. And also, I have a guest coming on the program today with me on the second half of the program, a beautiful woman that I have been privileged to know a little bit because I go to her shop. She has a shop with another gal that I've been privileged to know a little while named Sunny Days, and it's a consignment consignment boutique, and she has one of the pieces of clothing that they have there at the store today to show you. But we're going to praise the Lord. See, we don't just have clothes and people on the show. We have the Word of God here because that's what changes your life. And today we're going to talk about crazy prayers for a minute. Let's look at Isaiah 55:8 very, very quickly that says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord." Now, wouldn't it be something if God answered every crazy prayer we ask? I know you know what I'm talking about. And I'm so glad that God keeps His mercy on us and keeps us from allowing us to ruin our own lives with our own prayers. Let's be thankful today that God doesn't answer all of our prayers. How about that? Well, Rose, you're really twisting this around. You know what I mean. When you pray stuff like, "Oh God, make my husband better." You know what I'm saying? When you say you want your husband to be better and you're not looking at yourself, or you want your wife to be different and you're not looking at yourself, or you just get to the point, beloved, where you just say, "Oh God, just take my life. Just take me home today." Aren't you glad God doesn't answer that? See, there's all kinds of those crazy prayers. Prayers where we ask God to do things or to go to people with things that He would never think of doing because it's coming from our mind, our thinking, not His thinking that should be in our thinking. See, God has His mind of Christ in us, but sometimes we don't act with the mind of Christ. We don't think with the mind of Christ. We don't think with the wisdom and skill of God. We think with our natural mind. And that's when we've stepped out of the supernatural into the natural. That's when we are standing before the Lord hollering at Him about our kids. Oh, I know you know what I'm talking about in that area. How many calls I get into the ministry from people who have children, young adults who are on drugs, who are despaired in their lives, who are in prison, who are in jail, who have been arrested for even molesting another person. And that person just will not hush, telling me about everything wrong with their child, everything wrong in their child's life. And they want me to pray that God will save their children. Well, honey, I'm not going to pray God saves your children. I will not ask God to save anybody. I will minister salvation to them through the Word that says that Jesus died 2,000 years ago and provided us with salvation. He saved us 2,000 years ago. Our job now is to receive that salvation. So if you call me and you want me to pray for your loved one to be saved, I won't do it. I'll pray that the Lord ministers His love to that person. I'll pray that, and I'll ask God that He shows His mercy to them, and that He shows His love to them in such a way through whoever, somebody we'll never meet till we get to heaven. See, God will show His mercy to that loved one of yours in such a way that they receive their salvation. God has already saved them, and that's what you need to be thanking Him for. You need to be saying, "Father, thank you. Thank you that you have saved my loved one. You've saved the whole universe. You've saved everybody from the beginning to the end." And now it's time to ask God to pour His love on that person in such a way that they receive their salvation. I know what I'm talking about because I've had crazy prayers for people. I've had crazy prayers for people, and I have asked God to do this and do that for them and make them do this and make them do that. And God told me one day, He said, "Rose, I want you to quit praying for so-and-so." I said, "I never heard that before, Lord. You want me to quit praying for somebody?" He said, "You are telling me to do things for this person that you don't even know what they need. You don't know what they need. I know what they need. And you're not asking me to meet their need. You're telling me what you want me to do for them." See the difference? So let's start understanding that when we stop praying the way we think in our natural mind and we start praying the Word, then we're going to have what God says. If we say what God says and we do what God says, then we'll have what God says. That makes sense, doesn't it? It's kind of like sowing out in my farm. We're putting crops out right now. The young man that leases the farm and handles all the crops out there, he's so excited. He's putting his crops out right now, and the ground is rich for the crop. And he knows, and I know, and I've watched it happen over and over again. I can't stand at the edge of the cornfield with a corn bucket with corn seeds in it, hoping and praying to God that I'll have corn in the field. No, beloved, I've got to take the corn and go in the field. And I know people who will stand at the edge of a field of their life with a seed bucket, and they'll pray and they'll say, "God, I hate this person, and you need to take care of this person's bothering me." And then they want you, they want God to bless them. Well, that's like trying to sow corn and asking God to give you green beans. It ain't going to happen. I don't know how to be any plainer than that, folks. If you're watching and you've been trying to sow corn and get green beans, then quit. That's all I can tell you. Just stop doing that. If what you're doing isn't working, then do something else. Do what's going to work. And if you sow corn, you're going to get corn. If you sow green beans, you're going to get green beans. If you sow anger and frustration, you're going to get anger and frustration. If you sow finances, you're going to get finances. If you sow the Word over your child's life that God says about your child, then you're going to get what God says about your child. And oh, I wish I had like 2 days of talking to give you this message, because it's got 2 days. I got 2 days of message in this message. Go right quick into Isaiah 54:13. I'm not even going to turn to it because I know what it says. Isaiah 54:13 says, "All your children are disciples taught by me, your Lord God, and great is the peace and undisturbed composure of your children." That's what it says. That's what God says about your children. So why do you want to say anything else? Because you look at what you can see. You look at the drug addiction. You look at the despair. You look at the abuse in the family. You look at the divorce. You look at the anger, the frustration of that child. Instead of looking at what God's seeing, see, God sees that child as His holy, created in His image child. And that's who He wants you to see your child as. God wants you to see His child, your child, that way. He wants you to see yourself as His child that way. He wants you to see things the way He sees them. Beloved, God doesn't ever sleep. He's got plans for you. He's got ideas for you. He's got designs for you that will bump you in the rear end and get you going if you'll let Him. I'm going to be leaving you for just a second, and I want you to pay attention to the book offers, and I'll be right back. Stay with me. I've got a guest today that I know is going to bless you. I know you're going to be blessed by Chrissy. So stay with me. She's got the same name as one of my daughters, so she has to be all right. Come back with me. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. I love you so much, and we're going to be here for you from now on.
Love says, keep it simple. This timely teaching by Rose will keep you loving and being blessed at all times. You'll learn how to never quit, surrender to love, take and make time, treasure time, and become a blessed spiritual athlete. Are you ready to live blessed beyond your dreams? Are you ready to be God's great blessing? Learn how to keep it simple. Order your book today and walk in divine health, increase your finances, and increase your joy and blessings. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days the Champion in You.
To the Lord. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. And boy, are we having a great time today. You've just been offered this little book, 30 Days, the Champion in You, and Keep It Simple. I want you to learn how to walk in the Word of God at all costs. And these two books help you do that. And every program, in the last few programs, I've been offering you these two books. This will be the last program that I offer this little book, Keep It Simple. So I want you to get this book, order it, call in, email, write, however you have to, and let me know you want it. And as you sow to the ministry, we are so happy to bless you, honey. Even if you can't sow, we'll send you this book. So 30 Days the Champion in You is 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, and 30 days of prayers. And we're talking about crazy prayers today. So this little book teaches you how to pray, how to make the Word your very own, and it teaches you about how to sow God into your life in such a way that you come out changed at the end of 30 days. I'll guarantee you, if you pray these prayers and you sow this Word in this book and the teachings with the Scripture, you will be changed. Even if your life is great, your life will be better. You'll be changed in 30 days. That's a big offer, isn't it? Praise the Lord. I am so happy today to be with Chrissy.
Yeah, thank you.
Chrissy, I don't know where to start with you, honey. Let's start at the beginning. I walked in the store at Sunny Days Boutique and Consignment in Louisville over on Taylorsville Road?
Shelbyville Road in Middletown.
Mm-hmm. And I ran into Sandy. Mm-hmm. That's your partner. Y'all are partners in the shop. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for things for the television broadcast and just looking around. And then as we continued to meet and talk, she and I, it occurred to me that y'all had clothes that might help the ministry. So I just popped off and said, how about you give them the ministry? How about you giving the ministry clothes?
That's great.
And she did. Mm-hmm. Honey, she started sewing clothes into the ministry. Mm-hmm. Well, then the Lord told me, said, hey, you know, Rose, why don't you put Sandy on the air and talk about the Lord and how the shop got started and everything to do with that. So I asked Sandy, and she said, no way. She said, I'm not going on any TV show.
Right.
And then the next thing I know, she mentioned you. Well, you and I had just said hello.
Right.
And you are the outgoing one, aren't you? Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes, you are, honey, because the Lord's all over you. And the Lord's all over that shop.
Thank you.
You run that shop to honor God. I know you do.
Yes.
I've been in there more than once.
Yeah.
And I've seen you do it with me, and then I know what you do for other people and other places in this community in Louisville. And if you had places all over the world, you'd be doing it all over the world. And you brought something today. We're not going to show it right quick.
Okay.
You brought something today. We'll show it at the end of the program.
Okay.
That you want to show as an example of the kind of clothes that you have there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was flabbergasted, okay? I saw a mink coat from Italy. Mm-hmm. Knew, what was that coat? What was the value of that coat?
About $10,000.
$10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had brought that coat in for you to offer in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the price on it that day, I think, was $3,000.
Right.
$3,000. Mm-hmm. For a $10,000 mink coat.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't fit me.
Yeah.
I couldn't wear it even if I tried.
Me either.
But anyway, that's the kind of quality things you have there.
Mm-hmm.
At the kind of prices. But right now, I want us to talk. I'm looking at your paper that you sent in with Louise to me to give me some heads up on you. And this program is going to be airing in 2 weeks on Mother's Day in parts of the country, but in some parts of the country it'll be after Mother's Day.
Okay.
But the thing that jumped out at me, there were two things that jumped out at me. Mm-hmm. First off, you lost your mom.
Right.
When you
right.
were in college.
Right. Right.
Now I say lost your mom, I don't mean she disappeared. She went on to be with the Lord. And you were very close to her.
Oh gosh.
And that so had close. To be a hard time.
It was very difficult. It was hard to go away from to college and only be two hours away.
You know, was just, this unexpected?
She had breast cancer, and it within 6 months she was gone.
Wow.
So yeah.
Did you know that would be? Was that the diagnosis?
Yes, we knew it was breast cancer, but we had no idea it would take over so quickly because it had spread very fast.
At that point, you were out of church.
Right.
And nobody can say whether you were with the Lord, without mm-hmm. the Lord, mm-hmm. close to the Lord. That's between mm-hmm. you and Him, right?
Right?
But you were out of church.
Right.
And a lot of people think, Chrissy, that when we have tragedies in our lives, mm-hmm. that immediately brings us to God, and mm-hmm. God uses those. Oh, He's got to bring these big tragedies in. God, I'm talking about crazy prayers here, mm-hmm. okay? People say to God, oh, just let them have a car wreck so they'll find you, God. That is absolute stupid talk,
right,
isn't it?
Right.
And
right.
that didn't bring you to the church. It didn't bring no. you to the feet of God,
mm-mm.
but something did finally,
mm-hmm.
eight
mm-hmm.
years later.
Yes.
I want you to share about that.
Well, I am originally from upstate New York, and
We could never tell.
Oh, I can't. I think I still have a little bit of that accent. It's been a long time, but I got transferred to Louisville, Kentucky, with Eastman Kodak, and I had that one-way ticket in my hand, and leaving all friends and family, and got to Louisville, and got my job, and 2 years went by, and I just felt like I didn't fit, and it didn't work, and so I put in a transfer. I put in paperwork to transfer back to New York. Well, one day I was going to a softball game, and I was in Louisville. There's a road called Shelbyville Road. It's like three or four lanes. Well, I was on the inside lane, and I wanted to get over to a mall. So I didn't even look. I just kind of crossed three lanes to get to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I heard this guy beeping his horn. I went, oh, gosh, I almost hit this guy in a white car. So I pull into the parking lot. He pulls in behind me, and I thought, oh, my gosh. He's going to be so mad. So I get out of the car, and I said, I am so sorry. And this really cute guy gets out, and he goes, oh, that's okay. He said, you know, don't worry about it. I said, oh, I didn't think. I just pulled over. He goes, well, sometimes I get thinking about things, and I forget to turn into my apartment complex. And I went, So I kind of went, okay, see ya, and I walked away. So then 2 weeks after that, I went to a birthday party with a customer, and I walked into the party, and here's this guy I had cut off in traffic 2 weeks prior,
mm-hmm.
standing there, and I went, oh my gosh, he was a guy cut off in traffic. And we just hit it off, and we talked the rest of the night until about 4 o'clock in the morning, and...
Were you praying for anybody in your life at that time?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. just someone special. That's, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. for 2 years I had dated a lot of not very special people here, and that's part of the reason I think I wanted to go back home to more familiarity.
Yeah, yeah.
But after we talked that whole night, the next date was the following day, and he picked me up to go to church. And
wow.
I had not been to church in
wow.
years.
Wow.
And it was a Methodist church. He belonged to a Methodist church, which was how I was raised, was
wow.
Methodist.
Wow.
When it was just, that was the beginning.
When you went to the church, when you mm-hmm. first went to the church,
mm-hmm.
Did you stop and think back over the years you hadn't gone to the church?
Oh,
or what?
Everything came flooding back, you know, just everything. Thinking, how could I have been away for so long, and just a million things, but it was...
Do you feel comfortable, and I ask every guest to do this,
mm-hmm.
There's somebody watching today that's been mm-hmm. out of the church, or they're out of fellowship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have to be out of church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people in church who are out of fellowship with the Lord.
Right.
Do you feel comfortable today addressing people directly, the viewing audience, about that, what that meant to you to go back, and how
right.
that affected your life? And then at what day did you start the Sunny Days consignment and boutique?
Well, that just was kind of one of those things where I had worked for Eastman Kodak for 25 years
mm-hmm.
and then stayed home for 5 years to be stay-at-home mom. And then got this opportunity a year ago to start a store. which I absolutely loved shopping consignment. And I wanted it to be an upscale consignment store. And met Sandy, my business partner, and it's been incredible. And the Lord has totally blessed us in so many ways. Sandy and I just look at each other sometimes and think, gosh, God is so good. He's been wonderful.
Tell somebody that's watching about when you went back to the church. Let's let them hear, because I know that that was an awesome time for you.
Yes.
And especially after your mom passed on with the Lord. How were you angry? Were you? Do you think God had failed you? What? How did you feel about that?
I try to remember back how I felt. I think I was. I always say to people, I was so lost. I didn't know how lost I was. And because I was raised in the church, but I had gotten out of it in college. And, you know, just being away from it for so long, when I went back to church with the date that I was on, which is now my husband, it just felt like it was home. It felt like it was where I was supposed to be. And I just thank God that you talk about crazy prayers. I just thanked him so many times for not answering the prayers that I thought were important, you know. And they say that when you pray, that God either says yes, no, or wait. And I was always one of those persons that when he said wait, I said, well, that must mean I take over. And that means I decide. But that's so not true, because God's timing is what's important.
And
I had to learn that.
And that timing business, I love to clear that up when people want to talk about that or bring it up, because yes, no, and wait. I hear that all the time. Yes, no, and wait. And God has cleared that up for me. He said, Rose, I either tell you yes, no, or I'm waiting on you.
Oh, well, that's true. That's very
See,
true.
See, God's timing is always, he's always ready.
That's true.
For
that's
us
true.
To be blessed, to be his blessing. He's always ready for that. And what holds him up is us.
Right.
That's what holds him up.
That's true.
When we do crazy praying, we tell God to go beat up our child or beat up our ex-husband or get rid of his adulterous, you know, second girlfriend, whoever. That's when we are talking to God and telling him things he can't even answer. He isn't going to answer that. And the word says that the ministering angels hearken to the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is his word. Okay? And his word says that he is never sleeping.
True.
It's right here in 121. I found this morning. The Lord took me to it. I wasn't looking for it. But it says in Psalms 121:4, he who keeps Israel will never slumber or sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand, the side not carrying a shield. See, we're asked to carry the shield of faith. But that shield of faith sometimes is off on this side, sometimes it's over on this side. And God tells us that he is on our shade on our right hand, the side not carrying a shield. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
That's awesome. He knew when your mother went to be with the Lord that was going to happen. He knew you weren't with him in the sense that you were going to church and all that. He knew your heart.
Right.
He knew you're a holy woman of God. He knew you were going to have the sunny day store. He knew I'm going to come into the store. God knows everything. Psalm 139, I know every word on your tongue before you speak. He knows what you're going to say today. He knows how nervous you are or are not on this program. He knows how nervous I am or I am not on this program. He knows all of it. And he makes it all right because he's working behind the scenes on our behalf. I'm coming to the store this afternoon, by the way.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you're
going to. I'll be there.
But God knows, and he knew you're going to meet your husband 8 years later.
Yeah.
And there are people watching today. There are men watching. There are women watching. There are kids watching that are waiting on God to do something in their life. And they're praying crazy about it. They're going. The enemy wants you to act on your own thinking.
Right.
And he doesn't want you to stand up and do what God says and understand God's going to do for you what you need.
Right.
And what you need, he gives us the desires of our heart. We get that mixed up. And then he fulfills those desires. okay? Mm-hmm. He puts a desire in your heart to have a consignment store. Mm-hmm. And then he fulfills that desire. Mm-hmm. We're running out of time. Erica, oh, yeah. You got 2 minutes? Okay. I want the camera. Can we show her clothes over here? I want the camera to show this beautiful outfit from Sunny Days. And you told Louise this is your purse that
yes,
you got
there?
Yes,
I brought in my own purse, yes.
You're too cool.
We carry so many of them.
Hold it up.
I'll show you this real quick. This is what we call our circle purse. And this has been just the most popular purse in the whole wide world. Comes in an array of colors, patent leather, not patent leather.
This has got your initials
on
it.
I put my little initials on there, which we can do at the store. Can you see that?
You can do that?
Yeah. Well, we take it to a place
that
does it for
us. Wow, how neat.
Yes, and then we have just wonderful outfits. This is just one that I bought, just because of the color. It looks so spring-like and derby-like. And
I'm looking forward to weighing what I have to weigh to get in that.
Oh, well,
Chrissy,
me too.
Chrissy,
that's not my size either. So.
What size is that? A small?
Well, a small, and then
but you have every size.
Yes, we go from 0 to 26.
I need the 20.
No.
You're too cool.
No, you don't.
I thank you for coming with me.
Thank you so much.
And I thank you for your support of this ministry and for your love of the Lord and showing that, exampling that by doing what God says for you to do.
Thank you.
You have been a blessing to us. You're going to keep being a blessing.
Right.
And as we move along in the next months, can you plan to come back and talk Sandy into coming back?
I'd love to. I'll drag her with me.
See if you can get her to come.
Okay.
We have been so blessed today. We do two programs in a day, and this has been one of the greatest programs, along with Hannah that was on earlier. I know I'm not even supposed to mention that, but who cares? I love you. I'm Rose. I want you to sow into the ministry. I want you to get your books. I want you to be generous with the Lord. I want you to go to Sunny Days. I want you to be blessed. Be blessed by God and quit praying crazy. And know that He has your life in His hands and He never sleeps. I love you. I'm Rose. See you next time.
Love says, keep it simple. This timely teaching by Rose will keep you loving and being blessed at all times. You'll learn how to never quit, surrender to love, take and make time, treasure time, and become a blessed spiritual athlete. Are you ready to live blessed beyond your dreams? Are you ready to be God's great blessing? Learn how to keep it simple. Order your book today and walk in divine health, increase your finances, and increase your joy and blessings. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, the Champion in You.